The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.
Now, I'm a bit sceptical about talk of a reshuffle on the Turnbull front bench. There are reports today that Malcolm Turnbull could freshen up his front bench in time for the new year. Three names are being thrown around as possibilities to be kicked off the front bench. One is the Attorney General, George Brandis, who is a little accident prone, you'd have to say, and under pressure on a number of fronts at the moment. Another is the Defence Minister, Maurice Payne, who's currently on leave and recovering from surgery. And another is the Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion. He's also been named as a possibility to be demoted. And we all know that the former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, is very keen to get back on the front bench. Malcolm Turnbull is trying to hose down the speculation, saying he already has an excellent ministry. And the reason I'm sceptical about a front bench shake-up at the moment is because Malcolm Turnbull is only holding on by his fingertips. His own position is vulnerable. He's already got enough problems, Malcolm Turnbull, and he doesn't need any more. And I'm not sure that Malcolm Turnbull is going to want to rock the boat and upset anyone between now and the next election. If you bone George Brandis or Maurice Payne, that creates two more people who are going to spend the next 2 years trying to make his life hell. And the reality of politics is you have to do that from time to time. You've got to upset people. If you're going to make an omelette, you've got to break a few eggs. But Malcolm Turnbull had to make all kinds of promises to all different people just to get the leadership in the first place. And he's already in trouble with the Conservatives in the Liberal Party. His poll numbers are atrocious. I'm not sure he's going to want to make more enemies. But anyway, there are reports around today that a reshuffle may be on the cards between now and the new year.
The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.